two super right meats at A&P. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Well, all right, Joe Foss. After all, you can't expect Ed Sullivan at these prices. Not during the week, anyway. He comes just calling on Sunday night. But anyway, we're here with our tight little circle of friends, Fisherman Dick Hallett, the handsome and young and attractive Mr. Alan Burns, who is one of America's great producers and directors, Mr. Tanner, Sammy by name, who is spinning the records for us like crazy because Lou Weir, our regular boy at the turntables, happens to be sleeping for the last 2 weeks, and probably when he comes back there won't be any change. And you, Mr. Foss, it's pleasant being associated with you. But more importantly, I suppose, than all the names, at least here in the studio, is a name that everyone knows, a name that, and I don't say it facetiously, is on the lips and tongue of everyone, Wrigley. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. We'd like to have the gum there instead of the name, if you will, please. Will you pick up a couple of packs today? Wrigley Spearmint. Got some nice music I think you're going to enjoy for your mid-morning listening pleasure. At least it's mid-morning around these parts, the Middle West. Let's listen first off to this record that we played last week, and I told you that it sort of flipped me, and I think maybe it does most of the population, because it's rapidly gaining the stature of being a big hit seller on ABC Paramount. Two little youngsters by the name of Cindy and Lindy do it, and the name of the tune, The Language of Love.
She didn't speak English.
He didn't speak Spanish.
But Mexican moonlight makes obstacles vanish. Our eyes were saying, saying, saying what our lips were dreaming of. They spoke the language, the language of love. Our hearts were swaying, swaying, swaying like stars that danced above. So universal, the language of love. We met at the fiesta when the crowd gave us a shove. The tourist and the native who were meant to fall in love.
I started to apologize.
I guess that I did too. But my Manhattan,
all my Latin,
weren't coming through. He didn't speak English.
He didn't speak Spanish.
But Mexican moonlight makes obstacles vanish. Were saying, saying, saying what our lips were dreaming of. But they spoke a language, the language of love. Our hearts were swaying, swaying, swaying like stars that danced above. It's so universal, the language of love. Then hand in hand together we joined in the street parade. Our hearts were beating faster than the music that was played. Suddenly our eager lips were begging for a kiss. We made the move which goes to prove that ignorance is bliss. Our eyes were saying, saying, saying what our lips were dreaming of. They spoke the language, the language of love. Our hearts were swaying, swaying, swaying like stars that danced above. Universal, the language of love. It's so universal, the language of love.
A lot of schmaltz to it, hasn't it? That's a thing done called The Language of Love by Cindy and Lindy. And as we reported the other day, the Lindy part of the boy and girl team, I do not know. I know nothing about his reputation or background in the world of music, but Cindy, of course, is a very familiar name in records because it belongs, at least part of it, to Cindy Lord. Cindy Lord, a little girl from up in Boston and Massachusetts who started on the MGM label, as I recall. And while nothing too exciting happened to her career as a single performer, here, by singing harmony against the melody of A Boy Named Lindy, they have racked up a tremendous seller for themselves, an ABC Paramount record called The Language of Love. Let's play games. Let's play a riddle. What is it that's wholesome, refreshing, and delicious? I bet you know. You know that it's Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, how many products do you know are all three of those things? Wholesome, refreshing, and delicious. Now, even if you do know something that meets all of those three adjectives, I'll add just one word, and that'll take it out of the category of any other product that I know of, and I think perhaps you too. Healthful. Now, that can be added safely to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum because it is a healthful product. There are a lot of good healthful benefits associated with chewing gum. One is that it keeps your teeth clean and attractive. Another is that it gives exercise to your gums and your teeth. Another is that it, of course, always keeps your breath sweet and wholesome. So why don't you plan to have the product that serves all four of these adjectives, wholesome, refreshing, delicious, coupled with healthful benefits? That's Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and I hope that you'll remember to get some today. It's always delicious, you know that, and it's always a good, friendly chew for everyone. So enjoy it, won't you? Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, your favorite dealer I know will have a big supply of it. It'll be on his counter when you shop today, whoever you are, and wherever you happen to shop, because everyone likes Wrigley Spearmint. Here's a record, or a song, I should say, that I imagine is deserving of winning the Academy Award, and that's not unusual for the writers. Livingston and Evans, who have three times or perhaps four times now been nominated for the Oscar in Hollywood for writing the best motion picture music, or movie music as it's referred to, have turned out this one that was done over the sound of the credits and also the titles and also throughout the picture of a thing called Tammy. Debbie Reynolds recorded it. It became a tremendous smash hit, and I think it's one of the finest songs to come out in a long, long while. Here is Debbie Reynolds to sing Tammy.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Whippoorwill, you and I know. Tammy, Tammy, can't let him go. The breeze from the bayou keeps murmuring low. Tammy, Tammy, you love him so. When the night is warm, soft and warm, I long for his charms. I'd sing like a violin if I were in his arms. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy.
Not a pretty thing called Tammy, and done so delightfully well by Debbie Reynolds. Debbie, who, of course, is Mrs. Eddie Fisher when she's not on stage or on the screen, when she uses her proper name now by virtue of their marriage. A swell little couple, and while Eddie has racked up a lot of hits, this is the first really big one that Debbie has ever had for herself. And a very deserving performer she is, and I was glad she was able to make it. In particular, this song, because it reassures me that good music has never been too far away from the hearts of the people who buy the records. And certainly they bought this in tremendous quantities because it was the number one bestseller for a long while across the country. Tammy by Debbie Reynolds. I should not want this day to go by without saying at least a word to our good friends who are followers of the faith of Judaism, our good Jewish friends from coast to coast who today are ushering in a new year in the Hebrew calendar, the year of 5,718. This calendar, this day, which marks the turn of a calendar page, is, of course, an exciting day because it's a New Year's Day for the people of the Jewish faith. So to all of them who do practice Jewry from coast to coast, we would like to say, in the words of the Hebrew tongue, Lashena Tavu Tikavu Sevu. I don't know how well I say it, but it comes from my heart to all of you. In this land of ours, where there is still great democracy and great brotherhood, there is an understanding at the part of the Christians that we, of course, recognize the holiday of the great Jewish faith. So to our good Jewish friends all over these United States, Lashana Tevu. For Wrigley, Spearmint Chewing Gum, let's play a little bit more music now. And while I don't say that this is completely consistent with a holiday song, certainly in most people's lives, it's a holiday when it's marriage day. And Russ Hamilton, the little British boy, comes forward with this nice one called Wedding Ring.
There's a star in the sky. Make your wish, my dear, as you go by, and your wish will come true if you tell nobody knew. And that star in the sky will still be there as years go by, and I know it will bring to you, my darling, a wedding ring. If your poor heart ever breaks, don't despair, don't hesitate. Tell that star up above that you want your true love, and in time you will see how really lucky a star can be when your love comes to bring to you, my darling, a wedding ring. If your poor heart ever breaks, don't despair, don't hesitate. Tell that star up above that you want your true love, and in time you will see how really lucky a star can be when your love comes to bring to you, my darling, a wedding ring, a wedding ring, a wedding ring, a wedding ring.
That's the little British boy by the name of Russ Hamilton, who scored such a tremendous big hit on a thing called Rainbow, or as he pronounced it, Rainbow, and now he's up with this new cap recording called Wedding Ring. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time again, which so often is the case every morning right about this hour, and I hope that you'll like it enough that you'll want to come back tomorrow for another little sample. So why don't you join us for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum? In the meantime, if you are of Jewish faith, you enjoy this holiday today, and let's all again wish all Jews everywhere a Happy New Year for 5718. This is Howard Miller in Chicago. Thank you for joining me today. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss.
Join Howard tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago. For the freshest.
WBBM FM Chicago.
Menthol Mist.
Smokers, you know, now smokers.